Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. There are signs of a chickenpox outbreak in Sumner County. Six people have been infected, the Tennessee Department of Health told WSMV. That includes two children at a Gallatin elementary school. The vaccine for chickenpox, also known as varicella, is a required part of the kindergarten vaccine series, but the rate of students getting all of their immunizations on time has been falling for years. As of the most recent state data from last year, more than 6% of kids have been coming to school without the varicella vaccine. That means the state isn't meeting the common herd immunity threshold of 95%. Varicella vaccines protect against both chickenpox and the shingles. The state of Tennessee will see how far $20 million can go when it comes to affordable housing for people like teachers, nurses, and police. That's another bill lawmakers passed before winding down the session. It funds a pilot program that provides loans to build or rehab housing, promotes regulatory flexibility, and is set to prioritize projects near major employers. The program focuses on housing for families making 80 to 150% of the median income. The measure, sponsored by House Speaker Cameron Sexton, comes as Democrats hope to use affordability to make gains this year at the polls. The Tennessee Journal reports some funding for the program comes from a new tax that lawmakers passed this spring on foreign wire transfers. A car parts company in Chattanooga is set to lay off more than 150 workers. The Times Free Press reports Yafeng International Automotive Technology has supplied dashboards and door panels to Volkswagen's Chattanooga plant for years. The layoffs will take place by the end of June. The news comes on the heels of another Volkswagen supplier in Tennessee, the car seat maker Adient, saying it would let go of more than 200 workers in Athens. Another auto sector layoff happened in March when replacement part maker First Brands let more than 300 workers go in Fayetteville. You'll find more news at WPLN.org.